At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Conversations has begun. I am Gabriel Morenson. I'm on the grid. SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our television affiliates, whatever platform you are watching us on. We've got a stacked show. Great show. Paul Bovey, Coach James Young, Dave Sharapan returns. We got Terrell Furman, and we got the three-time Pro Bowler, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and the owner of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, the one and only Sean Merriman, kicks it with us. We had Sean on at the Super Bowl in Phoenix. Sean's actually a regular guest on Sports Rage as well. We have him on before every card, but we're doing it big time on a TV show tonight with Sean Merriman. Should be fun stuff. A lot of picks to get to. We got the Valero Open rapidly approaching. The Masters around the corner. Final Four. A lot of stuff going on. The Rage of Reddit, Cam Stewart in the house. What's going on, Cam?
Yeah, it's a lot, Brent. He's just putting in some more baseball futures, and we'll have some picks a little bit later on in the show. Got a Valero six pack for you too, hopefully stacking some wallets before the Masters. Put in a couple Masters bets as well. So yeah, I'm pretty busy, and other than the Winnipeg Jets screwing up a monster parlay last night, I don't know how you don't score a goal against the Sharks, but anyway, that team's a lost cause. Yeah, I'm ready to rock today, buddy. Let's roll. Let's have a good night.
NBA takes center stage this evening. The playoff seeding and jockeying continues. Yep. In the association, some big-time games, including the Los Angeles Lakers and the Chicago Bulls. Patrick Beverley said, I look forward to knocking the Lakers out of the playoffs. And Anthony Davis said, yeah, come and do it. Well, they did part one. They beat the Lakers, Cam, of course, on Sunday at the Crypt in Los Angeles. Now they play again tonight in the Windy City in Chicago. LeBron James is back. I thought, you know, and you know it, dude. And it's not a LeBron thing. People, you know, LeBron's so polarizing. Every time a star player comes back when he's been out for a couple of weeks, it always throws things off. We see it all the time in hockey, Ken. See it all the time in hockey as well, right? And especially, I hate to say it, and I'm not, you know, I'm not one of these guys. Oh, look, the Lakers are better without LeBron James. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is they had a better record without him. Like, it was one of those, like, those, they were 8-5, Cam, through 13 games. Like, the Lakers weren't above 500 before all year. So, like, it was D'Angelo Russell, Anthony Davis, Beasley. Like, these guys said, all right, yeah, we can do this. And we went 8-5 in 13 games. Then LeBron comes back, and then thud, they hit the wall and lose. They bounce back tonight. I look forward to Bovey and coach's take on this. Do you think game two they bounce back? I like the Bulls tonight. I think the Bulls are going to beat them again, actually.
I'm with you, Morenci, and that's the whole thing about a star player. There's only one ball, right? And if you're guys that get used to a guy not being around, you go, okay, and you share more. And the thing about LeBron is LeBron's going to be LeBron. You said it. Guy's one of the best. Hey, he could fill the basket, but that's the whole thing we talk about with a team game. When he's around, they have a system when he is not there, and other guys play to their best of potential. The thing that didn't make sense that we talked about a long time ago was the Angels with Trout in the lineup, because that's kind of different with baseball, but that was still true as well. Mike Trout's one guy in that baseball team.
They're not better without him. They're the same without him.
Exactly,
that's what was weird. Like, that was the,
That's nuts.
Like, and I like Mike Trout, but only Mike Trout, his war. That stupid war.
War.
I'm like, war? They have the same record with him than without him. They're always, like, four games under 500, with him or without him.
The war's in the Ukraine. Exactly. That's war.
Yeah, war. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morency. We're kicking it. We're throwing it down here with the Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart. We got a full house. We've got a great program. But we do every damn day, don't we? But we've got Paul Bovey joining us. We've got the coach, James Young. We got Dave Sherapan in Vegas. We got Terrell Furman kicking with us in Virginia. And we got the one and only Sean Merriman, lights out, three-time Pro Bowler, kicking it with us tonight as well. He's the owner of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and it's very successful. It wouldn't be successful if he's not is having his ninth card, right? Lights Out 9 is coming up, and it's on Fubo TV Cam, Fubo Sports, and shout out to everybody watching us on Fubo. We are on Fubo as well. So we look forward to Sean Merriman. We'll get the 411 as far as the card. It's in Burbank, California, at the Marriott and the ballroom. Look forward to that. And word on the street is his next card, Lights Out 10, is going to be in Las Vegas, which would be a lot of fun to attend. But Sean's a cool dude, and we'll throw some NFL questions at him on the way out as well. But we got NBA basketball, NHL hockey tonight, and what a wild night in the NIT last night. Tell you what, Cam, Conference USA, huh? Dude, amazing. There are six teams left playing basketball right now. Three of them are from the Conference USA. The NIT is an all-Conference USA final, and you have Paul Bovey's Florida Atlantic Owls in the Final Four, baby.
That owl.
Paul's taking his private jet. Paul's got a private plane. We all know that, right? Paul's got his own plane now. Word is he's flying into Houston right before the game on Saturday. His FAU Owls.
It's like if you were going to say to somebody, imagine this, some guy comes to you
Florida Atlantic.
We're going to have an NIT final. I'll see you. And Florida Atlantic's going to the Final Four. I'd say, dude, like, who the hell are you? And what are we talking about here? Like, this isn't like.
That's like million to one stuff. If you told someone before this started.
Powerball.
Yeah.
Powerball.
North Texas versus UAB NIT final. FAU make the Final Four. What kind of odds you giving me? That's like 300,000 to one type stuff, in my opinion.
More. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, I don't even say, no.
Like a quarter, like 250,000 to one. What do you give me? Did FAU make the Final Four and the NIT's All-Conference USA, North Texas UAB? 250,000 to one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency, kicking it. Rachel Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. Paul Bovey ready to step up and in his Florida Atlantic Owls. And when we say his, he actually went there. Paul attended Florida Atlantic University. And an improbable run for the Owls, taking on the San Diego State Aztecs right now. And this is the most, like, this is the most improbable Final Four, literally and figuratively, since 1970. Listen, we've had runs and stuff, and listen, Butler made the final. Nobody heard of Butler before when they did it. George Mason made the Final Four, VCU. So it happens, but these teams never win, actually win. But this is the first time since 1970, guys, that three of the four teams in the Final Four are there for the first time. And I'm going to put Cam on the spot before we bring Bovey and Coach in here. Maybe, you know what, we'll bring everybody in on this. We'll play a little trivia here. Name the Final Four in 1970. Paul Bovey was selling tickets outside the Garden that day. He remembers it. Hit coach's music. Oh, Nice to see you, Coach. How you doing tonight?
Coach, we don't need no stinking share pan for the Shady Box. We up in the world. Paul Bovey's in the house. See, we don't need share.
You know, they're smack talking. Right. It's just mean spirited, Coach.
I think I agree, Coach.
It's funny, we don't need him.
You and Dave are gonna throw down in the cage. Like we gotta just get let's go.
I got Bovey. I'm okay.
You're saying the box is complete now. You're fine, Coach. You're all good.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it's your horse. It's your horse betting buddy.
Oh yeah. No, not my horse betting buddy. I give me my horse bets.
I just hope you feel that way at the end of the show, Coach. That's all I can say.
Good to see you, Paul Bovey.
Nice
to see you. So congratulations, Paul. Listen, how surprised are you that your Florida Atlantic Isles made it this far?
For me, it's kind of surreal because when I went to Florida Atlantic, by the way, you said I attended. I also graduated Florida Atlantic.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. I like that.
That was the best. You attended.
You didn't just attend, you graduated.
I noticed it. Oh, sorry, you got his diploma, Gabe.
That's right.
There is a difference.
And, there is. The graduation class was 16 people. And when I first went to Florida Atlantic, I couldn't even find the entrance.
16 people?
I'm exaggerating.
Well, I figured
a
you were there in the first year. You bought in on the ground floor. You were there like year one, like you know what I mean, like Grand Canyon.
No, but the truth of the matter is, when I first went there, it was my third year of college. I couldn't even find the entrance. There was no sign. If somebody would have said to me, "Okay, Florida Atlantic will make the Final Four in 2023 and Yonkers Raceway will still be open," and said, "Put up a dollar and you could win $4 million," I'd say, "I'll keep my dollar in my pocket. It's not going to happen."
Yonkers. Amazing.
Well, here we are right now. As I stated, so three of the four teams have never been in the Final Four before. This is the first time since 1970 that this has happened, Cam. 1970, mm-hmm. Final Four. You want to take a crack? And I can tell you it's the most random and bizarro world Final Four ever. That's why it's as random as this one is.
Are the seeds as deep? Because right now, that's the thing. We got the lowest, we got four. So... like, tell me the seeds, like, that were there, like, I need, you know, like,
nah, this will take forever. I'll just cut to the chase.
Okay, give me a clue.
Give me a clue. 1970, yep. St. Bonaventure made the Final Four.
Good for the Bonnies. That's excellent. For them. Yeah, I like
that. The New Mexico State Aggies made the Final Four.
Would have never got that one. Nope.
And the University, Coach, you're going to like this one. The University of Jacksonville Dolphins made the Final Four.
Artist Gilmore was the starting center. The A-Train. Actually,
Jacksonville Dolphins.
Down there at a game playing at Jacksonville.
Artist Gilmore.
A big dude, man. Holy.
For the record, the winner, the one team that made it, the other team, UCLA. Who do you think won the championship that year?
Yes.
Not St. Bonaventure, not Jacksonville.
UCLA, baby. UCLA.
No, you're right. Bill Walton. He was on the team.
I'm right.
It was glorious, Cam. Beating the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure. Yeah.
Amazing.
So,
Artist Gilmore. I remember, you know, I sat next to Paul Mokeski on a plane flight, I'm going to say about 10 years ago. So I started talking basketball with him. You might remember me, played for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
And he said to me that the toughest guy, the strongest guy that he ever faced was Artist Gilmore. And one time he hit him, fouled him a little bit too aggressively, and he went down the court and apologized to him. He was afraid of the guy. So, a little Artist Gilmore story.
It's like Robert Parrish. All right, let's do this thing. Let's get into the association right now. Let's start off with the Milwaukee Bucks. I'll throw it to you first, Paul. I know you have your eye on this game. You know, one thing with the Milwaukee Bucks, doesn't seem to matter who plays and who doesn't play. They have the killer instinct. They're just such a good team. You know what I mean? That's the key word there. They're a team, and it's sort of next man up. And when Giannis is out, they still roll, and they lay double digits. They still cover point spreads. They're gunning for the one seed and trying to lock this thing up. so they can rest everybody. What's your take on the Bucks laying 12.5 points against the Pacers tonight?
First of all, that's going to be our second victim, the Knicks. After we dispose of the Cavaliers in the first round, we will take on the Bucks. And although they're 0-3, or we are 0-3 against them this year.
Oh, God. I just realized, Cam. Sorry.
Okay.
Levels. The Knicks crew. Yeah.
Propaganda network.
Yeah.
Propaganda.
Yeah. Let me get to tonight's game, man. All right. So I had to make that point. They play the Celtics tomorrow night. And although they have a 3-game cushion, if they were to lose this game somehow and lose to the Celtics tomorrow night, basically their lead would vanish for the most part. They lost to this team 7 games ago, 139-123. Indiana shot the lights out from beyond the arc, 22 of 46, 32 of 51 from inside the arc. But there was no Brook Lopez in the game, no Grayson Allen. And I think they're going to be stronger in the middle here. Now, you're going to want to rest players for tomorrow night. The Celtic game does take place tomorrow. They're at home, and I feel they're going to open up a big lead in the first half and probably go into cruise control, win the game, but certainly laying 11 or 12 on the road is a little bit perilous. So I'm going to lay it in the first half. Team total over in the first half, 61.5. Indiana, by the way, has given up in the last 7 games, 127, 143, 120, 114, 115, 141, and 123 to those Bucks. So they don't have much of a defense here, or at least they haven't been playing much defense. I like the Bucks to roll early.
We'll get Coach's thought on this game. I want to throw it in here, Coach, that Giannis will play, Drew Holiday will play, Chris Middleton will sit tonight. What's your take on this Bucks and Pacers game? We should note, too, the Bucks are 12-4 against the spread the last 16 games against the Pacers. What's your take, Coach?
I think Bovey's right with this. I don't think I want to lay the points for the entire game because I'm worried about the backdoor cover. But Milwaukee can score. They're one of the best scoring teams in the first half. You will not get a lot of resistance out of the Pacers early. So I would rather chop it up and take the first half number with the Bucks and figure they blow them out early, get my money, and then move on elsewhere. That 11.5, that worries me in the second half, especially if you got a big lead and these guys don't play a lot in the fourth quarter.
People paying attention as we speak. It just went from 12.5 to 13 at FanDuel right now. First half point spread, Milwaukee Bucks, -8.5, more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. All right, let's do this thing. Milwaukee Bucks on the road tonight. We're throwing it around to the crew here. Paul Bovey's thinking first half. Coach agrees. Mr. the Knick crew, the New York crew on the bottom tier here. Cam, what are you doing with this game? I've got a player prop I'm playing, but what are you doing with this game, if anything?
I'm going to leave this game alone. Having a team like Milwaukee is too lucrative for my garbage dumpster games, but it would be Milwaukee or nothing. The Pacers have been horrible, Gabe. I want no part to do of this team at all. I don't know about first half, whatever the boys are going at. I'm betting some other stuff tonight, but this game is not one of them. I will pass, but I will listen.
Coach, remember the other night I brought up my boy Ben Mathurin from Montreal. Ben Mathurin, with everybody out, now he's starting. He's getting playing time. It's not like he's lighting it up every night or anything like that, but he's coming off a night of 26. What do you think, Coach? And I'm always fearful when a young player has a big game like that he regresses in the next game. It's 17.5 tonight. I'm going to fall for it. I'm going over 17.5. If it was on the road, I wouldn't. But the fact that it's at home, I'm going to pull the trigger with Ben Mathurin over 17.5 tonight. What do you think, Coach? We hit it the other night.
A little concerned about Benny Mathurin. If you look at his points, yes, he's gone under in 11 out of his last 15 games at this number. I was ready for you tonight. I was ready for your Benny Mathurin prop. I am concerned about Benny Mathurin tonight. The only way I think he gets to this is if it's a blowout, which it could be.
Which it will be.
His shots.
Well, you're laying 8.5 points in the first half. You better hope it's a blowout.
Yeah, and then, but I'm not. It may not be a blowout in the second half. I'm talking about the first half. I'm talking about the entire game.
That's what it is now, Paul.
I laid 6.5. Well, I laid 6.5.
Sharp like a rusty nail in a basement.
Yeah. Tetanus nail. Yeah.
Paul's like 8.5. That's what it is now.
if there's a guy I'm going with tonight,
it's a lot of pesos
in this game. I'm going with Bobby Digital, Bobby Portis, to go over 21.5 points and rebounds. This is we'll get the time hitting 11 out of his last 15 games. I think Bobby Portis will get big minutes tonight. If there's a blowout, that means the second unit plays more. That means Bobby Portis. Give me Bobby Portis over 21.5 points and rebounds.
What about the other Canadian, Nembhard? He's coming off 17 his last game. I kind of like this guy trending in the right direction. Any opinion? Morenci, you like Nembhard?
I'm not playing him. He's going to get opportunities.
Yes.
But I don't think he's going to – I don't think he scores. I think he'll pass the ball. I'm not in love with the Nembhard prop. Listen, it's the Pacers, bro, right? I mean, and these numbers are all sharp here right now. A prop I do like, Coach, is Kevin Porter Jr. tonight. Kevin Porter Jr. scored 20 or more in 5 of his last 8 games. 16.5 for him tonight. The Nets have lost 4 straight in 6 of 7, Paul. They're about to fall out of the top 6. I didn't think we would talk about this game, but we talk about every game. And no game left behind. And it is a big game, crazy as it is, Paul, because as far as playoff seeding in the Eastern Conference, the Nets are in a free fall right now. They've lost 4 straight in 6 of 7. Rockets are on a 6-game losing streak. They've given up more than 130 in 3 of those 6 games. Both teams are 3-1 of the over in their last 4. And as I stated, Kevin Porter Jr. catches my eye here. He's been scoring, and, you know, his prop is pretty light, actually. The computers haven't adjusted for it. Paul, I'll throw it to you first. Any interest at all in this basketball game?
No, I'm passing on a game.
Coach, look at the computer, 14.1. Coach.
Yes.
I'm going with the Nets team total over 119.5. You got the 12th-ranked offensive efficiency versus the 29th defensively. You just saw the Rockets give up about 137 to the Knicks. No resistance inside with Şengün, who I love as a rebounder and a scorer, but not so much as a defender. I think this game gets up and down. Only thing I like, Nets team total over 119.5.
Cam, what do you do with this one, or do you have enough problems in your life already?
I got a lot of problems in my life, but this game might not be one of them, Morenci. I'm actually looking at the Rockets plus 10.5 here. That's
Whoa.
A lot of points.
Yeah.
I think I'm laying 10.5
with Nets. Brooklyn. Yeah, nuts.
Yeah, like, give me a break. And that computer, again, another
New York
bias there. Yeah, again, like he's like 4 Brooklyn, points over the 14. Total again. 1. Like, yeah, it's like settle down, computer. It's Houston or nothing for me, Morenci.
I like Cam's anger towards the computer. So every day he gets mad at his computer.
He plays favorites. That's the problem.
I want to see the Nick one. Can we go to the Nick game? Can we just skip
no,
over
no, 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 no,
order.
Order. Hold on.
Order.
Order in the court. Exactly. We go in rotation. And we're hitting every game. For the record, I didn't get my pick yet. I'm going over 229. You want to win? There it is. Over 229. Rockets and Nets. Right. Mavericks and Sixers. Sixers. Paul laying 5.5 against the Mavericks. Total's 232. You want to talk about a team in trouble? The Dallas Mavericks. This team's got problems. Mark Cuban's too busy on Shark Tank to notice. But this team's got issues right now. But with all the talk about the Mavericks issues, guys, don't look now, man. Philadelphia 76ers have lost 3 straight in 4 of their last 5 games. Paul Bovey, quick take on the Mavericks and the Sixers tonight. It's 5.5 right now.
I'm taking the points here. I think Joel Embiid needs to do some window dressing and at least play limited minutes or sit out. I think right now he's questionable and or doubtful. James Harden, doubtful. And I think with those guys out of the lineup, Dallas has a real good shot. They beat him already, but Dallas did shoot the lights out from beyond the arc. But I don't think they've thrown in the towel yet. I don't think they're a very good basketball team. But I think they got a game in them right here. I think they'll stay close. Joel Embiid, if he plays, it's just going to cement the fact that he sat out on Monday night. So I think he's got to, you know, feign injury here, even if there's not an injury, and limited minutes or just abstain from playing here.
Coach, your thoughts, Mavericks or Sixers?
I hope he plays because I'm fading Dallas. I just can't get in front of this team. I don't like the way they're playing. I don't like the body language. I think that the Luka and Kyrie experiment has been absolutely terrible. He's going against Dwight Powell. So even if he played 25 minutes, that's probably good for about 25, 27 points for JoJo tonight.
I think he is playing Embiid. I don't know if he's on a minute limit, but he is listed on the player prop.
I would hope he would play tonight because I think he's still got some explaining to do for not playing in Denver versus the Joker. That's my personal opinion. Now, for a prop I like, I think Kyrie's going to show up tonight. I can see Kyrie going old school Kyrie. His points were fixed around 22, 23 and a half. Hit this in 8 out of the last 15 games. Missed it the previous 3, but before that, hit it the previous 4. So I like Kyrie Irving to go over his points prop today. I think they'll have problems stopping him. Kyrie gets busy. Give me over 23 and a half points.
I like a Kyrie prop too. Over 0 point fans ejected by Kyrie Irving tonight. I think he gets the fan ejected again.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Philadelphia too. It's in Philly.
First quarter or full game? No, I'll take the first quarter. Over a half a fan gets thrown out.
I'm with Bovey. Dallas is live, man. I'm going to sprinkle on the money line at plus 180. Give me a break. I like the Mavericks tonight. You know what? It's like a stock. We're buying it low. Everyone's down on them right now. I'm in, Paul. I'm with you, buddy. Let's buy this penny stock in cash tonight. Give me Dallas.
Hey, by the way, Coach, there is no explaining to do. The guy basically went to a poker game, got up a lot of money, and said, hey, I got to go home and feed my cat. And he walked off. So,
that's what you're saying. He did. Amazing. He puts the numbers out. And he's like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not.
Gotta go see my cat.
Time out. Just really quick. Amazing. Just now to change the subject. Yeah. So, you guys think Coach is a big guy. Matt, pull up the picture. I want to show you how big Artis Gilmore is. I'm 6'5". I was
a big man.
5-year-old son.
Oh my God!
That's Artis Gilmore.
Look how wide he is. What kind of size?
Look at that guy. He's a freaking house, that,
Coach. Look at his jacket, blazer.
That was a Balaton. I had a little bit of a belly in that picture, so I'm Paul Bovey. I'm a little bit skinnier than that. My suit fits a little bit better than that picture. But anyway, his hand shook my hand. My hand disappeared. I didn't know where it went because his hands are so big. My man, Artis Gilmore.
Hey, Gabe, where's this guy shot? Mr. Big, 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 big and tall.
Mr. Big.
I go to Big and Tall. Like, look at the side of that blazer. Holy Jesus.
That's a lot of fabric, Cam, on that blazer.
That's a lot of fabric.
It's a lot of fabric it took to make that.
I'll take the over on the fabric. Yeah.
Wow. Look at the size of that
man. It's a big man.
Yeah, I was a little plump back then.
Yeah, seriously, Coach. Yeah. Too many burgers.
Yeah,
you look pretty young in this shot, actually, Coach.
Yeah, you do. You
younger, younger days, less stress.
Less stressed out since you started gambling heavily on horses.
2017. Wow, you've aged a lot over the last couple of years.
Look at that Sky Morenzi. No play for Mr. Gray.
Come on, Coach.
Your beard is weird. Your stash is trash.
It's your same game parlays and triple doubles and stuff, Coach. It's
exactly. Got to get it to plus, Morenci. Got to get it to a plus.
Hey, you the Oklahoma City plus. Thunder last night, though, son of a. Yeah, thanks, guys. Oh, yeah, lost to the Charlotte Hornets. That was great.
That was
unreal. We're going back to them tonight. All right, more NBA picks on the other side. We'll keep this thing rolling. This Dallas Philadelphia game's interesting. I like where you guys are thinking here. The desperate Dallas Mavericks. Like I said, the Philadelphia 76ers have lost 3 straight and 4 of their last 5. So it's not like they're riding high right now. But I don't trust them to be laying the points here. We'll hit the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks, Utah Jazz, San Antonio Spurs, Lakers, Bulls, and more on the other side.
The Knicks are.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morency. All this MVP stuff, you know, like, number one, it seems like they don't want Jokic to win. It bothers them that Jokic is going to win in the same way it bothered them that Steve Nash won. But I just think the whole thing's stupid. I don't care personally. I understand why they care. You know what I mean? If you're in the running, you know, it's like winning a Grammy. Who cares? Yeah, well, if you're nominated, you want to win. So it's like, you're not nominated. That's why you don't care. Right? So I understand why they care. Right, I get it. But at the same point in time, I'll never forget Tom Brady. A guy on the Patriots told a story about how he thought he was a Pro Bowl player for a couple of years in a row, and he kept getting screwed, and he never made the Pro Bowl. And he actually broke down and started crying in his locker when they announced the Pro Bowl that day. And Tom Brady came over, and he thought Tom Brady was going to be sympathetic to him. And Brady came over and said, yo, what's wrong with you? And he said, I didn't make the Pro Bowl, and it's not fair. And Tom Brady goes, do you think I give an F about making a Pro Bowl? He said, we're here to win Super Bowls, not to go to Pro Bowls. Wake the F up. And basically said, that was his wake-up call in the NFL. Brady let him know, it's not about this. But the NBA is such an individual league. Plus, I get it, they have bonuses and stuff like that. But to me, you want to win. You want to win people's respect. Win in the damn playoffs. Right, coach? That's how you get people's respect. You win in the playoffs. That's what this is all about. Nobody cares, man, about all these stats and all this when it's all said and done. Right? Nobody cares. Barkley put up great stats. They still bust his ass about not winning. It's about winning. That's the era that we're in. It is what it is. We all know the rules going in. So speaking of which, who's going to win the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat game tonight?
What?
Go ahead, coach.
Come on now. After the way Julius Randle played that last game and how the Knicks played down there, Brunson just got announced he's available tonight to play. That's why it got locked in the last couple of minutes. Give me the New York Knicks minus the points. They've played really well at home, which is uncharacteristic. Bovey knows this. They are 7-2-1 against the spread the last 10 games at home. They're 9-3-1 against the spread the last 13 games overall. New York gets revenge. Give me the Knicks minus the points tonight.
Mr. Bovey.
I think it's going to be a close game. I wouldn't be laying 4.5, 5 points. It's a game that I'm just not going to get on. Maybe I would stick my toe in the water live wagering, but these teams, there's a rivalry there. Jimmy Butler didn't play last night, and I think the Heat will be focused, even though I don't really think they have a lot to play for. They're basically set in their seedings. I think the Knicks, whether they fall to the sixth seed or the fifth seed, I think they have a good shot against Milwaukee, good shot against Boston. So I don't know how much motivation is there for New York. So I'm just going to lay off the game.
Cam, Knicks Heat?
Kind of think the Knicks win, but the Heat cover. I think it's going to be a very close game, probably within a basket or two. Tough game, Morency, but I if I was going to put the Knicks, I'd put them in a money line parlay. But I kind of like the Heat getting those points. Looking at those small underdogs tonight.
I just want to thank Jimmy Butler for sitting out last night against the Toronto Raptors. I appreciate it, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, good choice.
Obi, it always comes back to the Raptors.
Two more.
Yeah.
Remember my bet, Paul.
I do.
Five dimes, two more, over 39.5. Two more
it, baby.
With six to go. Now we're not there yet.
Let's get them.
Coming around the final turn.
It's three against two. Two of you guys, Bovey, Young, me, and Gabe. And the computer is on the Knicks side, too. So
yeah,
we're outmatched.
Well, hey, guys, the line is moving.
See, you got a talking to in the room. It's like, hey, man, what's the deal? People are starting to notice your biases. See, had to calm
down. Did it despite you.
I think you could take that ticket from out under your pillow and get it warm, because I think it's going to be a good one.
Well, we got two against Charlotte coming up this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. Right. Back to back. Come on, just finish it off. Finish it off.
Really quick, the Knick line has moved a point and a half in the last couple minutes. It's up to minus six. So I would take it a 4.5. I'm not taking it at six. I can't. I wouldn't do it now. If you didn't get it before, and I wouldn't take it now. Paul's right. You may be able to get this game live. Knicks sometimes are notorious slow starters. Maybe they start slow, line drops a little bit, then you jump on New York. I think they win. But it moved a point and a half in the last couple of minutes. I can't take the Knicks minus six. It's too high.
All right, let's pick up the pace and go game by game here. Utah Jazz and the San Antonio Spurs. This is a Cam Stewart special, but Paul Bovey has his eye on this game as well. Paul, San Antonio, Utah.
Listen, Utah, Laurie's out, Rozier's out, Jordan Clarkson's out. Last time they played, February 28th, Utah put up all of 94 points in a 8-point loss, 102-94. So where are the points coming from here for Utah with those three guys out of the lineup? I went under the team total, 119.5. I just don't see him getting there. Do I like the Spurs? I would lean Spurs here, but I think this is going to be a lower scoring game, and I think that number is just too high for the Utah Jazz. It's going to be Kelly O, it's going to be Kessler, and I don't think that's enough. So I'm going under with the team total.
It's 234.5, the total in the game. I'm passing on the game. And if anything, I'll tell Paul Bovey's pick on it. I was going to ignore this game. Cam, Coach, I'll throw it to you. Coach, any interest in the Spurs Jazz?
Hard pass. Got no Cam? Feel for it.
This is my game. The dumpster fire. Spurs and the under.
Spurs and the under. All right. +2.5. All right. Lakers laying 3.5, Coach. Lakers laying 3.5 against the Bulls. It's a big game for both teams. Both teams are battling for the play-in. And, of course, the Bulls just beat them on Sunday in Los Angeles. I think they can beat them again, actually. We're getting 3.5 right now. What's your take, Coach?
I thought everything was fine until Pat Beverly decided to do the little small comment to LeBron on that little whatever fadeaway jump shot he did. I think they're going to get a motivated Laker team tonight. They were embarrassed. They played terrible. LeBron came off the bench. That game, give me the Lakers on the money line. Give me Anthony Davis to go over 39.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And give me DeMar DeRozan to go over 10.5 rebounds and assists tonight.
Paul, any opinion on the Lakers and Bulls?
Yeah, I do. The Lakers shot very well the other night, 25 of 39 from inside the arc, about 64%. The problem is they turned the ball over, I think, 17 or 18 times versus the Bulls, I believe, 9. I think they're going to get revenge here. I don't know that I'd lay 3.5. I might lean here on the money line. I probably will. And you have to question, does the league want the Lakers in the playoffs? Because if they lose this game, they're going to be tied with Dallas. Dallas, the Mavericks own the tiebreaker. They beat them 3 out of 4. They do have the tiebreaker, the Lakers do, over OKC. But they're going to be in danger of missing the playoffs. And I got a feeling that the gold and the purple are going to be coveted by the league to get in these playoffs. So you never know which way those calls might sway in the end. But I got a feeling they're going to go the Lakers' way.
Cam, are you sticking to your guns? I'm taking the Bulls still. I think the Lakers will implode. Although I do think that I'm trying to see if Scott Foster's doing the game, actually, to be honest right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, that's bigger than anything. If Foster's doing the game, you're taking the Lakers. This game, I got enough going on. Pass. It's tough. I'd lean Bull. It's a tough game.
All right. Kevin Durant returns tonight, Coach.
I'm sorry. Real quick. No Scott Foster, but the second best guy, Fred Van Fleet's favorite guy, Ben Taylor, is on the game tonight.
Ben Taylor.
Assignments right in front of me.
That guy's awful. He's another
one. Oh, boy.
He's a disgrace.
He actually is. They need new refs.
Now, speaking of that, is he doing the game tonight? I was making sure he wasn't doing the Phoenix game, because if he's doing a Phoenix game tonight, you know where I'm going. I was going against Phoenix, but Scott Foster is not reffing that game tonight. I don't even know if Scott Foster even on a game.
He's got a
tonight?
Night off. Go hit the tavern.
I don't think I see him.
He's probably at a casino.
No,
no cup. That's what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Say, we'll find him at the casino. That's great.
This guy's got a free reign, this guy. Kevin Durant, home debut. I don't know. Like, coach, if you're Kevin Durant tonight and you're Phoenix, do you tell him, listen, no pregame warm-up? Like, imagine if he took his fall again tonight. Like, I tell him, listen, just don't do anything before the game, all right? Let's just take our chances when the game starts. But all kidding aside, his player prop is 23.5, coach.
Yeah. Wow. Over.
That's high. You think he just goes off, huh?
I think he goes off.
You got to question how many minutes he's going to get in. I happen to like the Suns team total over. They scored 116, 116, 129 against Minnesota in the three games. And they didn't have CP3 for two of them. They were missing a few players. Booker didn't play in one. And look, they're fully stocked tonight. The cupboard is not bare. So I just think they're going to score some points here. Minnesota's defense has not been all that. They gave up, I think, 124 to Atlanta. So I'm going to look for the Suns to go over the 119.5 and get into the 120s team total over.
Coach?
I like the Suns tonight. I think they're going to score. I think this is going to be a game that the game gets up and down with their pace. I do like KD to go over his points prop. Other prop I like. I actually like Karl Anthony Towns. He's looked pretty good so far getting back. I think his points prop is reasonable. I think it's 19.5. I think he can find his way to about 23 to 25 points. Give me Karl Anthony Towns over 19.5 points.
There should be some points scored in this game. The total is 234. What about the point spread, guys? It's 5.5. It's up to 5.5 right now. Minnesota playing better basketball, Paul. They've won four straight basketball games. Now the Karl Anthony Towns is back. And Edwards, when they're healthy, they struggled early. I don't know. Maybe they're playing their best ball right now, but they are on a four-game win streak.
Yeah, they've been road warriors. I believe they have a three-game road winning streak. So, but I still like Phoenix here, and I think they're going to get the job done. They're going to try to get some momentum down the stretch. They need it because, obviously, they've been laboring. But then again, they've been depleted, and Chris Paul's been out of the lineup. KD's been out of the lineup. So I'm looking for Phoenix to finish strong here and go into the playoffs on a high note.
Guys, I know this comes as a surprise because his consecutive game streak was very, very important to him, Coach. But Kawhi Leonard is out tonight. Personal.
Shocking!
Reasons. Dude, these guys are fighting for, like, he's like, yeah, whatever. Shocking. And Paul George isn't even there. It's like, come on, Kawhi. Like, if I'm Ballmer, the Raptors dodged the bullet that he left, actually. They didn't pay him $500 million not to play. But how do we not like the Grizzlies tonight? Ja Morant is playing, too.
Well,
Paul, how do we not like the Grizzlies?
There are guys that are out for the Grizzlies. Go ahead, Paul.
I believe the Grizzlies are basically cemented in their position, if I'm not mistaken. So you just, again, you don't know how much motivation is going to be there. So this is the time when if teams aren't motivated, they just might mail the game in. So I don't know.
Cam?
I'm going to pass, but I got a tennis parlay for you a little bit later, Brancy. I got something real juicy.
Cam doesn't have a lot in the NBA tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. Got a hostile crowd here tonight. Hostile guests. All right. We got to be quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it to you first, Coach. Bring it. What do you got for us?
I'm going Nets team total over 119.5. I'm going Knicks -4.5. I'm at 6.5, so I'm done with that one. Sixers -4.5. They just announced Embiid and Harden are playing tonight. Grizzlies -3.5. KD over his points prop. I also like Nikolai Vucevic over his points prop, and give me DeAndre Ayton over rebounds plus assists.
Mr. Paul Bovey, what do you got for us tonight?
Already. I gave you everything.
People that are just joining us, Paul.
All right.
It's like, Utah, yeah, yes.
Team, all right, Utah, team total under. I think I gave you Dallas. What else did I give you? Phoenix
under
team
in
total,
San Antonio.
Phoenix, Phoenix team total over. Utah team total under. And I still like the Mavericks to stay close. Embiid will play limited minutes. They'll pull him out after 14, 18 minutes. And he's going to hobble off the court and just give it his best Paul Pierce impression.
All right. Paul, Cam, what do you got for us?
Give me the Heat plus 6 and give me the Mavericks plus 5.5, Morency. That's what I got early, and we'll have more later.
All right, I'm playing some player props early here. Kevin Porter Jr. over 16.5 points for the Houston Rockets. Kyrie Irving over 23.5 points for the Dallas Mavericks. Ben Mathurin over 17.5 points for the Pacers. As far as early sides are concerned, I'm not a fan of the Bucks in the Pacers game. I'm just going to play the Ben Mathurin prop. NHL hockey starts at 7:30 this evening.
That is correct.
I gave you that one too. Bucks first half. Team total over first half. Right.
All right. Now it's 8.5 though, Paul.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Got 6.
For people. Yeah.
Remember?
Right.
Good shopping.
I got 6.5 actually.
All right.
I understand.
Coach?
You know what the Orange time is. We don't need you, Sherpin. You're jabroni.
Oh, guys.